Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. All right, we're going to get this started today. We will be going into a bit of information. But before we get started, we've been having problems here with the switchboard, so we will not be having music. So this is just going to be straight talk for the next hour or so. So hopefully y'all get a chance in order to learn some things. Right here. Yeah. All right, and what we're gonna get into is quite a bit of information. We will be going into the origins of Morse, what the temporal signs of the world that it was established. Mm-hmm. That it was established on May 1st, 1916. That's the right there. And information. Everything is dealing with the Mars 40 Temple of Science of the world, being that that was the name in which that was never actually, as we would say.
You guys just got off the turnpike, huh?
Officially.
Yeah, come on out here.
He looks nice. He should come out.
Come on out here. You're coming to see you. Come on out here.
We had a celebration, so excuse the background noise.
That was nice, too.
Hey, sweetie, congratulations.
Look like you may wanna move right. Mm-hmm. What about in front? All right. Just bear with us for a second here. Trying to get something established. We've been traveling on all day. Right. We have some type of order now. It's going to be kind of choppy tonight, so just bear with us, as I said. My niece is graduating, so that's where we are right now. So bear with us as we get through some of this information. As I was saying, the Morse Holy Temple of Science unofficially was formed May 1st, 1916. It was also referred to as the Holy Moabite Temple of Science of the World. Of course, we know officially the name of it became Morse Temple of Science. Morse Temple of Science. And that was in 1925 to 26. And then, of course, by 1928, we know it became known as the religious side, the Moorish Science Temple of America.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. www.drlinelbell.com, that's DrLinelBell, you will find out quite a bit of information about how the various names have changed over years, and how it was connected and brought together.
Jennifer, text us the address.
You will have to do your research. And you will see Timothy Drew started out the Drew Baptist, in which that many do not speak about, and he realized the Baptist movement was not something which that he wanted to do. And, of course, by going into the information more. Was able to, once he went through Masonic information.
Mike, you
tell me
how to get there?
I'm walking with your ass. Of information in which that came earlier on through Timothy Drew, who soon became Holy Prophet Noah Drew Ali. The earliest forms of it came by way of, as we stated earlier, the Drew Baptist movement, in which that he no longer wanted to do, which that he tried forming before 1910. By 1910, he entered into the Masonic Lodge. And as we spoke about before, by 1912, a Shriner under Amir Karim and Suleiman Muhammad, who helped him form what was known as the Canaanite Temple. Therefore, with this new information in which they just gathered from Freemasonry, from the shrine, also being taught by Deuce Muhammad Ali on nationality, Afrocentricity, as well as also on other various amounts of information, he was able to bring this info. He was able to bring this together. And by 1912, going into 1913, he was able to form the Canaanite Temple. So now the Canaanite Temple becomes the first official structure in that regard. Not official as far as on the so-called books, but official in the sense of them coming together and pulling it together. And it was from there, 1913, that they was able to put everything together. Of course, Kareem, Amir Kareem, as well as also Suleiman Muhammad, soon left. And Amir Kareem went back to his country and became a military man based on history. And Suleiman Muhammad, still from reports, 1920s, 30s, was still in the States. But he came here from out of the Sudan, Egypt, in order to, at the request of the Holy Prophet Noble Drew Ali, who he took, obviously through some of the Masonic information, or was it Masonic brother? We do not know which, but we do know that they was connected in that regard, because we have Suleiman Muhammad stating that Medina, which he formed, was the only true real Masonic shrine, which is actually from first degree through the 96th degree, in which that he stated that all of the so-called black Masonic shriners should come underneath his banner. And what we have also found out based on other reports coming from Professor Ravana Bay and others, that Deuce Muhammad Ali was also part of that same order of what is known as the Memphis Rite degree. which are the higher degrees. So we know that they also dealt with Rosicrucian information based on the fact that the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus Christ, as well as also the Holy Quran, Circle 7, is connected in the sense that they both are derived from the same sources. Both are derived from the same sources. That would be a grant and the infinite wisdom lessons of the Rosicrucians. This is something on which that more research needs to be done on. A lot of this information is coming from bits and pieces in which that has been left within various books. And we need a fuller history. The best history in which that we have is probably on the website of www.DrAlinElbey. Go to the section Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World. It is there that you will find a lot of the bits and pieces of things in which that's been postulated, some things in which that has been speculated, some things in which that are factual and actual. I recommend doing and continue doing your own research, but one of the best would probably be Professor Ravana Bay, based on the fact that he is a third generational member of the Moorish Science Temple of America. A third generation member of the Moorish Science Temple of America. And through his connections, he was able to bring together that not only did Prophet Obadiah go out of the states, that he did go to Egypt, and that not only did he go to Egypt, he also was taught within the various schools by such as Dus Muhammad Ali, who was also the teacher of Marcus Garvey, Moshiach Garvey, as well as also Jamal Afghani, actually taught Prophet Obadiah Ali's parents, as well as Obadiah Ali himself. And you have Muhammad Adel, who was one of his students, who also helped Obadiah Ali through information. Now, once again, on the website, we have the verification of a lot of this with their pictures and history next to it, more than just what Wikipedia says, but actually from books, other books, hundreds of books, dozens and dozens and hundreds of books. Now, this Theosophical movement, Rosicrucian movement, Masons, Shriners, all of these things were aspects of the ancient mystery school, or the mystery school of ancient Egypt. The word noble is used within the shrine. The word prophet is used in the shrine, as well as also we know that, once again, Suleiman Muhammad role needs to be further investigated. There is some information in which that has come out recently concerning him and who he was. People want to get that information from Paul Guthrie, the writer of The Making of the White Man. He has done serious research on Suleiman Mohammed. You definitely want to check that out, that information out.